Okay, Yismach Yisrael for Pesach Sheni on page 129. Vayomru lama nigara levilti hikrivas karban Hashem v'moado b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Okay, where does Pesach Sheni take place in the Torah? It's in Parshas Baaloscha. And the Torah describes there were certain Jews who, for reasons that are explicit in the Torah, were not able to bring the karban Pesach b'moado. The Gemara actually has a whole discussion of Maseches Sota, what exactly was wrong with them, but they were tamei. They were definitely tamei. Different opinions, what tumas meis, but what caused them to become tamei is debated in the Gemara and Sota. And the people were feeling down. They were feeling disappointed that they weren't able to bring the carbon. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Lama nigara, why should we lose out? And again, Lama nigara levilti hakriv as karban Hashem b'moado b'soch b'nei Yisrael. It's not fair. Why should we lose out? Now the question that many ask, which he starts with here, is what do you mean, why should we lose out? You know why you should lose out. You're tamei. Imagine someone comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, you know, why should a Kohen comes and says, why should I lose out on certain, you know, avoda or achilas kachrim in the Beis Hamikdash? Because you're tamei. What do you mean? That's the halacha. What do you mean, lama? Right? So here they come. They say, we know why we weren't eligible to bring the Karban Pesach, but why should we lose out? We lost out because you were involved in something else. What are they asking? Why? Why is this fair? You know why it's fair. That's the halacha. You know you were tamei nefesh. So what exactly were they asking? Ulam kafi maskanas haGemara, according to the Gemara's conclusion, the tamei meis mitzvah hayu, that they were tamei from a meis mitzvah. Va'ayin Rashi sham, and if you look in Rashi there, the lav dafka tamei meis mitzvah ka'amar. Da'afilu meisayin meis mitzvah karilahu. Usually we think about the term meis mitzvah, it means someone who dies and doesn't have any relatives to bury them. But the truth is, anyone who's being metame himself to a meis that he's obligated to bury is being osek in meis mitzvah. Okay, so we know why they were tame. The Gemara tells us they were tame because they were involved in the burial of the dead. But what were they really asking? What they were really asking was the following. Vizeh sha'alu. They said, Hashem, listen. We know, again, halacha l'maisa, we understand why we're not eligible to bring the Karban Pesach. We're tamei. But why did you make it? How did it fall out? And he's not going to really answer so much this question, but other svarim do, so that's why I want to emphasize the question. Why did you make it that I dafka became tamei at a time when I needed it to be tar? Right? Albeit through a mitzvah. Meaning, why couldn't we time it in such a way that I would be able to be metapel with this mace, provide for this mace, and at the same time, be tar to bring the Karban Pesach. They knew full well that everything comes from what? From the mesavev kol hasibos, the cause of all causes. They knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who was putting them in that situation. But why did it fall out in such a way that they happen to be tamei at a time that they need to be tar? That's a very deep idea. The Or Gedalia talks about it in several places, based on a Zohar, that when a person is busy with one mitzvah and it stops him from doing another mitzvah, so you'll say, okay, so gadaf chafei, you know, osik b'mitzvah patur min a mitzvah. No problem. The Zohar tells a story. There were two Tanaim who were stopped by a holy child one time who said to them, I could see that you didn't say Kriyashma today. I could see on your face you didn't say Kriyashma. So the Tanayim said, you're right. But we were taking care of a dead body. We were exempt from reciting Kriyashma. But nonetheless, the child was able to see a pagam on them. So the question that the Or Gedaliah, or Gedaliah Shor discusses in his Sefer is, I don't understand. If they were really osik v'mitzvah, potter v'mitzvah, so why was this holy child, who clearly had very lofty vision, why was he able to see, you're missing your mitzvah today? We're not missing a mitzvah, we're doing a different mitzvah. Right? When you're osek in one mitzvah, you're exempt from another mitzvah. So Rav Shor explains, and it's a really deep idea, important to think about, that even when you're doing mitzvah A, and because of that you're not able to do mitzvah B, so you think, okay, so osek v'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. But why did Hashem orchestrate it that it fell out in such a way that through doing one thing, you have to compromise something else? Again, why couldn't Hashem time it that I should be zocha to both mitzvahs, right? Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos as Yisrael, lefichach hir b'lehem Torah mitzvahs. Hashem wants to give us merit, So he gave us a lot of mitzvos. So here you have a conflict of interest, which means you're not able to do all the mitzvos, not able to do both mitzvos. So that Zohar is teaching us a person has to make a cheshbon hanefesh and say, why was I zocha to A, you know, to the exclusion of B? What shortcoming do I have? Obviously, it's a very refined and sensitive way to try to make a cheshbon hanefesh. Right? I mean, I still did mitzvos. I didn't get all the opportunities. Some people had more opportunities than me. Why? What did I do wrong to lose out on that opportunity? So that's what they were asking. They knew why they were tameh. They were tameh because they were burying the dead. But the question that they were asking is, why did Hashem, the cause of all causes, arrange it in such a way that we would be tameh on Erev Pesach? Lo yachlu lasos haPesach. Okay? Now, he's not going to so much focus, he's going to partially answer that question, kind of overemphasizing it in the question because the question itself is very important, and others far address it more head-on. But now he's going to say their question was really twofold. And of course, the Yismach will answer in his typical fashion. Okay, but here was their question. V'sheilasam hayu b'shnayim. The question was really twofold. Lama nigara levilti hakriv b'soch b'nei Yisrael. What was their question? Why did we lose out bringing the Karban Pesach amongst our fellow Jews? So they're really asking two different things. Hainu ki adua omram, turn the page, we know the Medrash and Torah Kohanim that Rashi cites. In Chumash Vayikra, Rashi brings in Parachavav, Eino Dome, it's a line from the Medrash, Eino Dome me'utim osim esa mitzvah, lemerubim ha'osim esa mitzvah. You can't compare what a few people who do a mitzvah to many who do a mitzvah. Whenever people do a mitzvah together, that adds koach to the mitzvah. That's the power of davening b'tzibur. That's the power of doing any mitzvah. B'chabura. Ein devei Torah niknes ella v'chabura. The Gemara says in Brachos. Right? There's a power of a tzibur. There's a power of a tzibur. The Gemara in Makos talks about if a tzibur can get together, if two people can get together to testify negatively against a person, so imagine when people come together to do a mitzvah. Yeah.
Just based on what Rebbe was saying before, you know the whole piece we learned from Rav Kluger maybe last year or 2 years ago, but I think he asked by Shavuos about like just what does Hashem want from me right now?
Right now, right.
So like he gives the example of like if someone needs to take an ambulance to give birth on Shabbos.
Right.
Like, don't think it's bad that I have to do this.
Right.
Hashem is asking me to go in the ambulance right now.
Good question.
So you would think right. That Osik Menuetz or Potter Menuetz is like, no, I'm potter from the mitzvah because Hashem wants me to be doing this right now. I shouldn't be thinking of anything
right.
else.
Right. So I think they're both true. Right? Meaning on the one hand, you're right. On the one hand, there's a reason. Right? Meaning there is a reason that I'm put here, and therefore on a basher hu sham where I am kind of level, I have to fully embrace where I am. Right? My mitzvah right now is to go to the hospital on Shabbos. That's my mitzvah right now. But I do have to make a cheshbon. Why did Hashem arrange it that way? Again, I have to go mamish besimcha. This is my avodah. I don't have to, you know, I shouldn't, I guess, b'shas maisa, right, damage what the mitzvah I'm doing by cheshboning on another mitzvah. That would be bad. If I'm doing this and thinking my head is elsewhere, then I'm not fully present in the mitzvah. But maybe afterwards I have to make a cheshbon. It's Avram Avinu on the way to the Akedah. Right? In Bereishis Parachov Beis, Avram goes to the Akedah. And after Hashem calls it off, then Avram wants to understand what's pshat here. He didn't ask questions. B'shas ma'isa, this is what Hashem says to do. This is what I do. And he did it mamish b'simcha. V'yashkim Avram b'boker. Got up early in the morning and he went to work. It's after it's called off, he made a cheshbon nefesh. What was this about? Right? I need to understand why it turned out this way. So they knew. They knew what their avodah was. Their avodah was to be metapel with the mace. But afterwards, they made a cheshbon. Why did they come at the expense of the Karban Pesach? Again, I think there's a proper way to do that without it being pogam in that simcha or that appreciation of, right, like Rav Kluger always talks about, just being, you know, being where I am and being okay with where I am. But I hear it's very nuanced to put those two together. Okay, so you can compare a few people who do something to many people who do something. Vim hayinu tahorim v'asinu gam kena pesach b'soch b'nei Yisrael az haya maisa ha-mitzvah mehatahorim b'yisron hechsher. They weren't just asking on behalf of themselves. This is the two-part question they were asking. They were saying, why did we lose out? But more than that, why is it fair to Klal Yisrael that their overall mitzvah should be less because it was done, what, with less people? Right? And that's the first thing he's focusing on here. That when we did our, had we done this mitzvah, it would have given more koach to the tahorim. It would have been done by Yisro and Hechsher with greater quality. It would be many doing a mitzvah. V'alkein kavanas chazal sha mitzvah shenasa b'rabim gedol yoser b'kabusa v'echusa. And that's what Chazal had in mind. Chazal said that when a person does a mitzvah with more people, it's greater not only in quantity, but in quality. So that's part of their question. And the second part of their question is v'hayu mitzarim es atzmam al shagarmu chesron b'mitzvah shalem, that they themselves lost out from the mitzvah. So really, again, the way to read the pasuk, let's just make sure we understand how he's reading the pasuk. When the pasuk says, Lama nigara levilti hakrivas karban Hashem b'moado b'soch b'nei Yisrael, the way that he's reading the question, and the truth is, I probably wouldn't have understood what he was saying it as clearly had I not seen the piece in the back. We're not going to look at it right now. It's very similar. But in the Ma'oran Shal Yisrael section in the back, right, he explains the question even more clearly as being this twofold question that they were asking, right? Why should we lose out? And why should Klal Yisrael lose out? But what he does nicely is he reads it into the pasuk. So again, how does he read the pasuk? Lama nigara levilti hakrivas karban Hashem b'moado. That's for asking for themselves. Why should we lose out? But the way that he learns the last words b'soch b'nei Yisrael is also part of the lama nigara, right? Lama nigara b'soch b'nei Yisrael. He's reading lama nigara for us, but lama nigara klal Yisrael. Why should klal Yisrael? Right? Why is it fair? Let's even suppose, Hashem, that there was a reason that you didn't want me to do this mitzvah. You took it away from me. Altzmi. Okay. But what about mitzad klal Yisrael? Why should klal Yisrael lose out? That's not fair. The cave and Shira Moshe Godel Shiflusam Vitzarim Avur HaKlal Yisrael. It's a very important Tzviras Omer idea, and it makes sense that Pesach Sheni, which is the beginning of the week of Hod, right? The beginning, it's Chesed Shabbat, it's the beginning of the week that will end the Pagam of Talmid Rabbi Akiva. So it makes sense. Again, obviously the highest point of the week is still associated with the entire week, right? So meaning the week of Hod Shabbat is like, well, Mer, right? But the beginning of that week is Pesach Sheni, the Sunday is Pesach Sheni, Chesed Shabbat. So it already has built into it some of the tikkun. And again, the tikkun of Talmid Rabbi Akiva is what? Is not only thinking selfishly, lama nigara, why should I lose out, but also to think through the perspective and the lens of my friends, why should my friends lose out? Why should Klal Yisrael lose out? That a person should see oneself as a team player. So when Moshe Rabbeinu saw their humility and how pained they were, that Klal Yisrael shouldn't lose out, that Klal Yisrael's carbon Pesach, which they brought, shouldn't be a lesser carbon Pesach because of them. Amar lahem Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, imdu ve'eshma'a ma yitzava Hashem lachem. Moshe sensed, let's pause here, says Moshe. Good point. Great question. Let's pause here and hear what Hashem has to say. Hashem did respond, and it's one of the greatest chidushim in the whole Torah, Pesach Sheni. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu added the mitzvah because people said, hi, we would like another opportunity. Okay, no problem. We'll add a whole passage to the Torah, add a new mitzvah. Hashem didn't plan Pesach Sheni. The Ratzon of Klal Yisrael created Pesach Sheni. But again, the reason that it was so successful is because it was not only rooted in a personal desire to be closer to Hashem, but why should my shortcomings hold back the tzibur? It's a very powerful way to look at life, to see yourself as a member of the tzibur. So when they asked Moshe, tell us, what did we do wrong? Now we'll see how Moshe Dafka is sort of the answer. And it's typical Yismach Yisrael that humility is the key to being able to see life through the eyes of another person. When I become a Baal Gaiva, it's very hard for me to see things from anyone else's perspective. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is what? Anuv Mikol Adam, so presumably he'll have the answer. But he'll get to that point in the next column in a few minutes. Okay, so V'yadavar Hashem, so what's Hashem's response? Hashem says back, Ish Ish ki yeh tomei lenefesh. Ish Ish. Any man who's tamei lenefesh, hainu. Shemoshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom hodi lahem. So what did Moshe respond to them by way of Hashem? Shasiba haya yan shehima mufradim me'adas b'nei Yisrael v'nechshavim be'eneim leprat. Again, the reason that you were initially excluded from the tzibur is because you were not focused enough on the tzibur. Again, when they come and they say, we want to be part of the tzibur, when they saw the missed opportunity of Karban Pesach, as an inability to help my friend have a successful karban, that's when Hashem gave them Pesach Sheni. But Moshe's response to them was originally, right, what does the pasuk say? Ish, ish. Ish, ish means what? Every man for himself. Ish, ish. They weren't connected to each other the way they could be or should be. So Moshe's response to them is, you're mufradim, you're not connected to the tzibur. You're not seeing yourself as a team player. Yeah? Lavalis Ariv Bahaklal. The Chiddush HaRim said that Pesach, Sfiras HaOmer, Shavuos, we know from the Brayis of Rabbi Yishmael in the Siddur, right? The Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah Nidreshes Ben. So one of them is known as Klal Prat Uklal. Sometimes the Torah says something in a way of a generalization, then the Torah specifies details, and then the Torah returns to the generalization. That's one of the ways that the Torah is expounded. Okay, so the Chiddush HaRim, I believe, said that Pesach, Sfiras HaOmer, Shavuos is Klal Prat Uklal. Pesach is Mamish Yontov of Achdus. Svira is the divided days of, right, of counting each day, giving it its own kind of place. Of course, that's the danger of Prat, is that what? Lo nagu kol hazel hazel, that we don't respect, right? Each day thinks it's its own thing. That the Talmidim don't respect one another. And then we come to Shavuos, Vayichon Shem Yisrael, Neged Ahar, Ki Yishachad Balevachad, that's again Klal, it's Klal Yisrael coming together. So the failure of Svira, there's a potential in Prat, there's a healthy way to be a Prat, and they're not denying that. They're saying, why should we lose out? They're asking for themselves also. They're asking on a Prat level. But they're also seeing that my Prat has to fit with the Klal. Mitoch B'nai Yisrael. Why should B'nai Yisrael lose out by us not bringing our carbon Pesach? It's a very beautiful idea. So that's the Ish. So the response is, Ish, Ish. Ki yet Tamei L'Nefesh. Ish, Ish. Each man for himself. That attitude is Tamei L'Nefesh. Yeah.
We say that Lag B'Omer is the Kedusha of Prat, meaning like Rabbi Shimon was Megala, the Kedusha in the Prat of each.
Right, Rabbi Shimon teaches that each Prat
has Kedusha. So
has Kedusha.
But it really is
and he teaches us how to respect that, right? Meaning Rabbi Shimon teaches each individual to recognize his Chashivas in a way that's not Hogame in the Chavraya, which is the whole Indian of Rabbi Shimon. Okay? Yeah? You could definitely make such a case for Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon himself struggled with it, right? Rabbi Shimon, when he first came out of the cave in the Gemara and Shabbos, after 12 years in the cave, he couldn't look at the world. He was disgusted by people. He saw the whole world as a bunch of, lowlifes, wasting their life, making a living. And then Hashem sent him back into the cave for a 13th year, and he came out after that 13th year, and he had a totally different attitude. His son, Rabbi Elazar, was still burning up the world, and Rabbi Shimon became a healer. Right? Wherever Rabbi Elazar looked, he would do damage, and Rabbi Shimon would look at the same thing and heal it. That's very much what Lag B'Omer is, a very great day of healing. It's a big day for healing.
Tikkun 9 specifically?
Cut that sitter for a second. I'll tell you what I started to say yesterday. The Arizal says that when you say the bracha in Birchas Kriya Shema, the first bracha, V'kel Baruch Ni'imos Yitenu, yeah? So it goes through a whole series of expressions. Ki hu levado marum v'kadosh, poel gevuros, osa chadoshos, baal milchamos, zareya tzedakos, matzmiach yeshuos, bori refuos, nor resihilos, adon hanaflos. So these expressions correspond to the Sfiros. I believe the way that it works is Osa Chadashos is Chesed, Baal Milchamos is Gura, Zarei Tzedakos is Teferas, Matzmiach Yeshuos is Netzach, Borei Refuos is Hod. Borei Refuos is Hod. So Hod Shebahod is Mamish, the healing of healing. Right? It's Mamish, a great day of healing. That's what Lag B'Omer, being Hod Shebahod, is a great day of healing. And again, that's what we see in Rabbi Shimon's life. When he came out of the cave that 13th time and he really became Rabbi Shimon, the one who are celebrating Lag B'Omer, he was a healer. His son still saw the world as being chaser, as being lacking, of not being chashev enough. And Rabbi Shimon had this amazing ability to just look at something and to heal it. Okay? All right, so let's keep going, yeah?
I think in Ramelech, his Lag B'Omer Sefer, he brings out thing from the Moon Katcher that Shimon Ben Yochai is Gematria 553.
Refuah Siv. A lot of healing. Rav Shimon brings a lot of healing. It's a spiritual healing which is connected to a physical healing. Again, like we learned in Chodesh Iyar, is a man of healing in general. Ani Hashem Rofecha. So Rav Shimon's the great doctor. Right? Rav Shimon's a great doctor. Think about that. Think about Rav Shimon as a doctor. Okay, I gotta work on that.
Maybe he's maybe Rav Akiva had some after all of his Talmidim died, he might have been a little depressed, so you need a doctor.
You need a doctor. Rav Shimon's the doctor. Yeah. Okay, I gotta think about that. I never really thought of Rav Shimon as a doctor. I have some thoughts. But think. Come back in 5 years, maybe there'll be a shiur on it. Okay, so ish. So it says it's a shem. Okay, so good. So what was the problem? So the problem was ish, right? That again, Moshe says, you're nifrad. It's ish. Kol echad ve'echad nechshav ish b'fnei atzmo. Everyone thought he was his own ish. His own person. You can't bring Karban Pesach if you're your own person. Karban Pesach is all about the Chabura. Karban Pesach can't be shechted for a yachid. Every member of the Chabura, you can't shecht your Karban Pesach until every member of the Chabura gets rid of his chametz. Did you know that? You're not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach if there's chametz. That means what? That every member of your chabura, you can't say, oh, I'm ready. I got rid of my chametz. I'm ready to shecht. No. Everyone in your group has to work together. You have to eat it in one makom. It's roasted. Again, I told you roasted means it's contracted. When you roast something, it shrinks together. It pulls together. So the response, well, you know why you lost Karban Pesach? Because ish. Kol echad nechshav ish lefnei atzma. You think you're your own person. You got caught in the world of prat. In the world of individuality, which is holy but dangerous. Right? They thought each one was, you know, the most chashiv. The word ish means a chashiv person. He quotes the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Yud Tesamet Aleph. Ishi Kohen Gadol. Sir Kohen Gadol. Ish means like the title of honor. That doesn't just mean a person. A person of distinction, he says. Gevir, exactly. Okay, skip the brackets for a minute. V'zeha yesibas chatam, and this was their chet. Val yidei hatshuva me'ava. So now, when they turned to each other and said, "We have to help each other," avas Yisrael, who avas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, love of one's fellow Jew is in and of itself love of Hashem, like the pasuk says, "V'ahavta l'recha kamocha ani Hashem," like we said some Ramazim last week. Right, like the Sar Shalom of Belz said, like the Belz Rebbe said, "V'after the recha kamocha," that when you love your fellow kamocha, then you take kamocha, which is gematria elokim, and ani Hashem, you turn it into Hashem, you sweeten the din. Right, or the other one, ava plus ava, right? And say for ava shalom, if you have ava plus ava, if I love you and you love me, that creates 13 plus 13, it's your kevavkei. And I told you from Pinchas Friedman, laman shemo be'ava. Right? Be'ava is be'ez ava, and there's two avas, that creates the Shem Hashem.
Also, in Bani Tefila, Wilson says, "V'after Hakamachan Hashem," it's the same exact amount of shes.
Yes. Correct. Right. Yeah. A half to Lerecha Kamachan Hashem is the same amount of 907. I think. I think it's 907.
Yeah, it's from the Kumar.
Yeah. From the Heilige Rebbe of Kamarna. Right? Exactly the way I love Hashem, it's exactly the way I have to love my fellow Jew. But it's one and the same, that's what he's saying. The Pasuk is telling us that Avas Yisrael is Avas Hashem. When you love a fellow Jew, why is my love for my fellow Jew unconditional? Because I love the divine spark within him. So I don't care. His goof is different than me. Even his goof is really not different than me. But okay, starting point. His goof is different than me, but my neshama, or mamish, one and the same. Okay. That's the place that brings the Jews together. Al yidei ga'aguim shalahem lasas ha-pesach b'soch b'nei Yisrael nasa me'aveira shalahem zuchus. Meaning, what happened? What was the aveira? The aveira was, I don't care about my fellow Jew. So now, what was the response? They said, tshuva, mamash, a deep tshuva. I feel badly that by not bringing Karban Pesach, my friend's Karban Pesach wasn't as good. I don't care about me as much as I care about him. So that was the tshuva me'ava that recreated, it turned the neveira into a mitzvah. That's what happens when you do tshuva me'ava. It turns the neveira into a mitzvah. And therefore what? Mamash Hashem says, you just recreated Karban Pesach. That attitude, that feeling, creates a metzias called Pesach Sheni. Six lines from the bottom. Lefichach zachu elu v'nemra parsha zu al yadam. And therefore, as Chazal highlight and emphasize, this parsha became theirs. They created this parsha. It's called their parsha. They inserted it into the Torah. They get the schus. Shemegal galin schus al yedei zakai. That we give merit to the one who is meritorious. It was their good attitude that created it. D'lechor lefia maskana d'gamara shahayu tamei meis mitzvah, as Rashi explained, ma hayim ma'alasam shenikro zakoyim. Leyamar parsha zu al yadam v'lo yedei Moshe ben Olav Shalom. Right? Meaning, we assign merit to the one who's pure. What pure? This chaver dafka is not pure. The Gemara told us they were tamei meis. Lama nigara. Anachnu tameim lenefesh adam. We were tamei. Right? We were tamei. So why isn't it called Moshe Rabbeinu's parsha? How did these Jews, how do Chazal emphasize, these Jews get all the credit? They're the ones who made it happen. Why? Because it was their attitude. Ulam kidvarenu haparsha zos mora sheikar sibas hatuma nitzach michet gasos haruach. What was the chet? What was the pagam? How did they lose out on that unifying mitzvah of Karban Pesach? Because they were ish, because they were gaivadek. That each man was for himself. Val yedeza nasa top of the left column nifrad meklal yisrael. Because that when you operate independently, you become separated from the Jewish people. Hu ashif ha'achdus, the oneness, unity. So now he says what I hinted to before. Right? Really, the parsha could have and should have come through a Moshe Rabbeinu, because if there's anyone who gave his whole life, right, to focusing on others with tremendous humility, leading a Klal Yisrael and yet maintaining his humility, that's Moshe. So you would think Pesach Sheni is mamish; it's a Moshe Rabbeinu inyan. Right? Again, Pesach Sheni is the week that begins, the week that Lag BaOmer will fall in. Moshe Rabbeinu has a great shaychus to that week. Again, like we said yesterday, Lag BaOmer is Gematria Moshe. V'raya mehemna liYisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the great shepherd of Klal Yisrael. A shepherd dedicates himself to what? To providing for the sheep with great care and sensitivity. That's why so many tzaddikim, so many leaders of Klal Yisrael, the Medrash says, start off as shepherds. Can you care about a lowly sheep? Can you care about a Jew who's, you know, a little bit less than an Adam, a little bit more like a behemoth? Umi little shepsula. Umi piva kadosh hayu nichnasim v'li safek lisora yedei kriya saparsha ava v'achva b'yisrael v'shiflos ruach v'anava. And therefore what? You would think that such a parsha could come about from such a place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ela shezachu eilu al yedei tshuvasa me'ava likasev al yadam. But because these Jews, again, brought themselves to such humility and such care and concern for their fellow Jews, they mamish brought out that energy of Pesach. They created Pesach to the point that Hashem said, yeah, you created Pesach. Here, Pesach Sheni. That's just the Metzias. He says at the end of this paragraph, they were able to lahargish or kedushas leil is kadesh chag. And Mamish became like the night of the Seder. Mamish like Pesach Rishon. Okay, let's jump down to the next paragraph. V'ulai. Merumazim dvarenu b'hapsukim ha'elu. So now let's try to learn it even further into the psukim. And you see this next paragraph. You know, Yisbach Yisrael sometimes has a certain pashtus to it. I think we've seen this here. Right? There's a certain, he's not saying always such fancy Torah. He's saying ideas to help develop the person. Right? And thematically, we've seen a lot. He talks about certain things over and over and over again. But once in a while, you know, all of a sudden, he starts like, you know, dropping in all of these hints to really deep ideas. And he says it almost kla'achar yad. So look what he does in this paragraph. There's a ton in this paragraph. He says, maybe we can see this all in the psukim. Ish ish kiyah tamei lanefesh. If a person will be tamei lanefesh, haynu shemachmas hageyus v'snasus nasa nifrad miklal Yisrael hanikra nefesh achas. Right? We're supposed to be what? A nefesh. The family of Yaakov is called nefesh, not nefashos. Esav is called nefashos in the plural. The Jewish people, in Bereishis Perek Mem Vav, he quotes, v'chol hanefesh l'beis Yaakov. We're supposed to be a nefesh. So ish, when a man thinks, I'm my own thing, I'm my own person, ish is a lashon of chashivos again, and he's tamei lenefesh, he's metamei the inyan of nefesh, he doesn't understand the oneness of the soul of the Jewish people, okay? O b'derech v'choka, continues the pasuk. What's another reason a person missed out on Karban Pesach? He was too far away. Right? He was b'derech rechoka. What does that mean? Rashi explains that the word rechoka has dots over it. Maybe a dot over the letter hey. Different traditions exactly what that means. Does it actually appear in a Sefer Torah? Nakud al rechoka. There are dots over the word rechoka. To teach us a low rechoka mamish, that it doesn't literally mean far away. You don't have to be so far away at all. Ela shahaya chutz la'askupas ha'azara. Even if you're just a step outside the threshold of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, if you're literally just standing outside the door and you haven't walked in, you're too far away to bring the Karban Pesach. Okay, so forget a person who's, you know, miles and miles and miles from Yerushalayim. A person can mamish be so close to being there, but if he's just a little bit outside the Askupas Azara, literally the threshold of the Azara, of the temple courtyard, he's too far away to bring the Karban Pesach. He missed the Karban Pesach. What does that mean? What does that mean in Pnimius? Chutz, Askupas HaAzara. Hainu shalo hirgish ha'ezer upu'ulas askupa hanidresses lefnei klal Yisrael. Askupas HaAzara means, very nice drush he has here, he says, what's the nature of a threshold? Askupa is the doorstep, right? It's meant to be stepped on. That's what it is, right? It's a place on the ground that people step on their way entering into something more. It's trampled. It's a representation of humility. It's constantly being trampled, stepped on. One of the reasons the Jewish people are compared to the dirt or to the dust of the earth, to the sand, is because sand is trampled. And that's a essential need of the Jewish people. Not just that we're going to be trampled by our enemies, but to allow ourselves to be trampled, to hold ourselves low. Right. Azara, of course, is a lashon of what? Of ezer, of assisting, of helping. So he's learning askupas ha'azara to mean that if you're standing chutz la'askupas ha'azara, if you don't have a sheiches to askupas ha'azara, he's saying what that means is shlo hirgish ha'ezer upu'ulas askupa nidrasras lefnei klal Yisrael. It's a lack of appreciation, the benefit of allowing myself to be so somewhat trampled. I don't want to hold myself up high to the point that I'm not, you know, I hold myself above others. To allow myself to humble myself and to realize that through the bittul of self, I actually can achieve much more, through a sense of ayin, through a sense of negation. I'll tell you very quickly, three varts from the Kotzker. This Kotzker spoke a lot about, you know, again, it's the same world, the same Polish Hasidus, the Yismach Yisrael, the Kotzker. Yisrael so passed away in 1910, we said. When did the Kotzker pass away? 18, what? Let's see. You got it, Elmo. I would say like the 1860s, 70s. 1859. Kotzker passed away in 1859.
See, the one who was like very, very tough.
Great, very emistic. So the Kotzker said... The Kotzker said, he focused a lot on ayin, right? Ayin means what? Bittel, negation. Yeah, I have no idea what that's about.
That's not him.
It comes up on his, yeah, I'm not sure. Ayin means, you know, negation, right? So he explained the concept of yesh me'ayin. Right? Hashem, when he created the world, Hashem created the world something from nothing. But the same thing the Kotzker said is for every person. Right? Through my yesh, if I want to become yesh, if I want to become something, yesh comes from ayin. I become something by negating myself. That's the most helpful way to grow, by submitting myself to someone bigger than me, whether it's Hashem, whether it's my fellow Jew. He said that's the same shot in me'ayin yavo ezri. Right? David HaMelech says in Tehillim, me'ayin yavo ezri. So the pashup shot is, from where will my help come? But the Kotzker said, no, me'ayin, from bittel, by seeing myself as part of a team and not an independent ish, yavo ezvi, that's where salvation comes. Or how about the Mishnah we learned in Pirkei Avos? Right? Da me'ayin basa. Know where you come from. Right? But says the Kotzker, da me'ayin basa, from a place of ayin basa. You want to become something? It starts from ayin. It starts from humility. That was the emes of the Kotzker Rebbe. The Pasuk says, Pasuk says, "Emes me'eretz titzmach." the pasuk? Emes, truth sprouts from the ground. So they used to say in Kotsk, Emes mi Kotsk titzmach. That truth grows from Kotsk. There's even a gematria there, because Eretz is the same gematria as Kotsk. So Emes mi Eretz, look at the words, Emes mi Eretz titzmach, truth grows from the ground. There's also Rashi Tevos Emes. Emes mi Eretz titzmach is Emes. So that was the Kotsk, Emes lamita, like the story I told you last week, you know? When Rabbi Nachman said Emes, yeah, Emes. Emes lamita, no, not Emes lamita. So the Kotsk was Mamas Bishan. But the Kotzker emphasized what? That humility. Again, mi'ayin yavo ezri. That's what he's saying here. Iskupas ha'azara means what? That if you allow yourself to be trampled, it'll help you. You'll become a bigger person. Moshe's the biggest yid ever. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the humblest Jew ever. Contradiction? Not at all. They go hand in hand. Okay, so continues the pasuk. Ba'arba asar l'chodesh hasheni bin arbaim yasu oso. On the 14th of Iyar, you'll bring a Karban Pesach. What does that mean? Hainu shebekoach shifluso va'avasol Yisrael. Through humility, through love of fellow Jews, a person becomes worthy of what? Of creating Pesach Sheni. What is the calendar date? The 14th of Iyar. What is the Svira for Pesach Sheni? Uvekoach chidusha sazman miyom ha-Svira midas chesed shebehod. It's the first day of the week of Hod. Again, it's this Sunday, Pesach Sheni, Chesed Shebahod, Hamerumazim, which is hinted, as I showed you a moment ago in Birchas Kriyashma, La'osa Chadashos Shebeborei Refuos. Right? It is the Osa Chadashos, which is Chesed, Shebeborei Refuos, which is Hod. Osa Chadashos Shebeborei Refuos. So what does that mean? Yizke Letachin Es Asher Pogam B'mocho Uv'machshavto. You're able to fix the pagam in the brain. V'yitakein hatziruf hacheti, Hashem hakadosh shesholid oz yishalel hamishalel, hamoach v'halev. And then you're able to rectify. We said the name of Hashem for the month of Iyar is Yud Kei Kei Vav. Hinted to in the pasuk yishalel hamishalel, haskel v'yadoa usi. So he says that when we fix chesed shebahod, so we're correcting the mind and the heart, which is alluded to in Yishalel HaMishalel. The Yud and Hey represents mind and heart. Ba'oz ha'or bitokvo, and then the light shines at full blast. Emtza ha'chodesh, and of course it's the middle of the month. The middle of the month of Iyar. What's another name for the month of Iyar? Va'chodesh nikra ziv, find in Malachim, and say from Malachim, that the month of Iyar has another name. It's called ziv, which means what? Shining. The middle of the month is when the moon is shining brightest. Dafka, in the middle, the shining of the shining. The month that's known as shining, in the middle of the month, which is the time that's shining, that's when Pesheni came to the world.
Sphere, no. Sphere?
What'd you say?
Sphere, shiny, no?
Sphere, yeah. Lispor, also, right. Sapir. Usvartem lachem means make yourself shine. That's what Sphere HaSomer is about. So it's Mamash, one of the highlights of Sphere HaSomer is Pesach Sheni. It came about in such an amazing way. Jews who didn't give up, so many lessons of hope. Right, so many lessons of humility, of tefillah. They asked for Hashem to create something, and through their humility, they were oseh chadashos. Literally, oseh chadashos. They created something new. Hashem never planned the Pesach Sheni. It was the ratzon of these Jews and the humility of these Jews and the love that they had for one another that created this reality. Ubina nikra ziv ha'olam. Bina, which is associated with tshuva, is called ziv ha'olam, the illumination of the world. And therefore, through the tshuva, shayidei tshuva nasim hakol bizivam v'hadram, they came back, right? Tshuva is hadar, to come back. Hadar also means to shine. So the glow came back to these Jews. V'gam hachodesh hazem mesugal l'tshuva. This is a month, Iyar, is a time that's mesugal for tshuva. It's fitting for tshuva. And we know that great is tshuva, the Gemara says, gedol tshuva shemeviya refuah lo'olam. Tshuva is connected to refuah. So mamish, chesed shebahod, again, is what? It's Osa Chadashos, they made something new. Borei Refuos, they brought the healing to themselves, the removal of that Tumah that was stopping them from being close to Hashem. They were Chutzla Skupas Azara. They didn't realize that it's helpful for a Jew to humble himself, it'll make you bigger. And therefore, like we learned in the ER piece, that's why doctors say that this is a good time of year for healing. Again, it's not only that the weather is nice and that sometimes is refreshing for the body, but that's reflecting a certain spiritual reality as well. Okay? Hashem Ya'ir, top of page 131, Einenu, Hashem should illuminate our eyes. Okay, Iyar, same letters as Ya'ir. You see the plan words you just made? Hashem should illuminate our eyes, Iyar. We should see, we should shine. V'nizka l'tshuva shlema. V'nafshi la'afar, ka'afar, la'kol tiyah. Like we say in the end of Shemona Esrei, that my nefesh should be like dust, la'kol, for all. But he says kol also, his gematria 50 alludes to what? Shavuos. You want to come to Shavuos? You want to make it to the 50th day of the Omer? Kol gematria chamishim, al yedei hashiflus v'achna, that through the humility and through the submissiveness, that's what hod is. The word hod itself means submissive. Netzach is to be victorious, to be outward, conquering. Hod is to be thankful, submissive, appreciative, humble. It's exactly what hod is about. Shayidei hashiflus v'achna, nizkel l'kedushas yom hachamishim abalinu l'tova, u'bizochet to come to Shavuos, u'psach v'ibi b'sorasecha, shenizkel v'kabal ha-torah b'leiv patuach, livloa kol midos tovos v'kedusha v'tara, to absorb and to swallow up all of the midos that we've been working on. Okay? I want to just do the remainder of this column on page 131. We'll finish to the end of Os Aleph, and then we'll stop for today. Okay, so let's just go a little bit further. Let's go one step further, he says. In Sefer Yetzirah, we know that everything exists in three parallel dimensions. Olam, Shana, Nefesh. Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Olam means a place in the world. Shana means a time in the calendar, in the year. Nefesh means a person. A simple example would be the Kohen Gadol, in the Kodesh Kadashim, on Yom Kippur. You see how all three of those are parallels? The Kohen Gadol is the Kodesh Kadashim personality. The Kohen Gadol, when he comes to the Kodesh Kadashim, on the day that itself is Kodesh Kadashim, on Yom Kippur. So those are all three dimensions coming together. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in soul, is Shabbos in time. Tzadikim are Shabbos in time. It corresponds to Yerushalayim. So everything exists in place, in person, and in time. Okay, so how does that connect to Pesach Sheni? Va'ata b'avanoseinu harabim, af shanachnu galinu mi'admaseinu mi'kedushas ha'makom, v'gam kedushas ha'nefesh ayin. So he says, well, nowadays, unfortunately, we don't have Eretz Yisrael. I mean, he couldn't imagine how much would change from when he passed away in 1910 till today. Right? But we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We still have a mosque on top of a Kodesh Kedushim. And we don't have kedushas ha'nefesh. We're not as holy as our ancestors. Im kol zeh mipas kedushas hazman, but the time, the calendar is still the calendar. It's an amazing thing to think about, right? Meaning we don't have a Kohen Gadol, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we still have Yom Kippur though. We still have a Pesach. Ah, but we don't have a Karban Pesach. We're not, you know. You could point out all the shortcomings of every Yontiv. True. But the time is still the time. The dates are still the date. The 10th of Tishrei is still Yom Kippur. Beis HaMikdash or not? Pesach, Leil Seder, or still Leil Seder? Karban Pesach or not? So mitzad kedushas hazman from Olam Shana and Nefesh, yucho la'alus l'taki and hamakom v'nefesh. Through, right? Again, the three different entry points. There's time, there's person, and there's place. So he says, in terms of place, we don't have the place like we used to. In terms of the level of soul of person, we don't have soul like we used to. In terms of time, the time is the time. Bayamim ha'hem, still true today. What was true then is true now. So we can try to access place and person through time. V'heim akishirau godal pegamam ki lo yachlu lasos ha-pesach biyomahu. But when these Jews saw that they missed out on a time, when the Pesach Sheni Jews, right? Before there was Pesach Sheni, when they looked at Pesach Rishon that they had missed, and they thought, we missed the boat, right? Can't recreate the time. The time is gone. The date has passed. What were they asking for? We want to bring Karban Pesach. Pesach's over. Shkayach. Better luck next year. What were they asking for? What were they even thinking about? You're trying to recreate the feeling of Pesach, the time of Pesach after Pesach? You want in Chodesh Iyar to recreate Nisan? How's that even possible? What does that even mean? The time warp. Right? But they understood that you can do such a thing. It's an important idea in Pnimiyas HaTorah. that you can experience different times out of their time. For example, simple example. When's Mashiach going to come? Well, as Jews, we have to believe the Mashiach is going to come. He's going to come every day. But the Gemara says, "Benisan nigalu, benisan asidin ligal." We have to be taken out of Mitzrayim. We have to be taken out of Galus once and for all in Nisan. So does that mean now I can't hope for Mashiach today? So the tzaddikim talk about how we'll be able to recreate Nisan on any day. We'll create the hashpa, the energy, the aura, the feeling of Nisan at a different point in the calendar. Right? So Mashiach will definitely come in Nisan. It may be in Tammuz, but it'll be Nisan. Okay? How that works, and again, what that means is a very deep idea. Right? But that's sort of Jewish people being lamalam en hazman, lamalam en hateva. We have an ability to be above zman, to be above time. That's really what Chodesh Iyar is about. What is the action for the month of Nisan? Every month we said from Sefer Yetzirah has an action, speech, right? What is the action for the month of Iyar? Hear her. Thank you. The Gemara has a whole discussion, Maseches Brachos, whether or not hear her kedibur dami. What does that mean in halacha? Hear her kedibur dami. It's thinking like speaking. Right? If I close my eyes and I think about today's Omer, what's today's Omer count?
26.
So if last night, instead of saying the words, if I just thought to myself the words, Hayom, Shisha, Ve'esrim Yom, if I thought to myself the Omer, does that count as if I said it? Usually we assume not that way. But there's discussion, whether Hiwar, Kedibur, Dami, or not. So think about that in the context of Nisan and Iyar. Nisan is a month of what? Of Dibur. Iyar is a month of Hirhor. The question is, can Hirhor be like Dibor? Can Iyar be like Nisan? Can I re-experience Karban Pesach after the Karban Pesach is over? That's exactly what we're talking about here. Can I recreate the Zman, right, through a Ratzon to recreate that Zman, even after I miss that Zman? That's an unbelievable concept. To redo time after time has passed. So look, let's read inside. So when they saw we had missed out on the time, they saw that the time had passed. And it seems like there's no hope. You missed the time. Like I told you, better luck next year. Come back next year for Karban Pesach. You missed it. You know how they felt, though, when they missed the time? They were so disappointed. They so badly wanted to bring Karban Pesach. It wasn't like, okay, better luck next year. Shkoyach. You know? Let's start getting a chabura together early for next year. No. They were so broken by it. They became so humbled by it. But you know what happened through that humility? When a Jew humbles himself, he's able to be real. He's amistic. And he's able to what? To do tshuva. And a tshuva me'ava turns an aveira into a mitzvah. So they turned the lost into a lost opportunity back into what? Into another opportunity. They were able to draw from the light of Pesach Rishon to create this inyan called Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni hu se'if mirishon. Think about it. Pesach Sheni is really a continuation and draws from Pesach Rishon. How do we see that even in Halacha, he says? Take a look quickly. Im lo asu hatzibur Pesach Rishon b'tahara eina yachid osa Pesach Sheni. Quotes a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach says, if Klal Yisrael didn't bring Pesach Rishon, there is no Pesach Sheni. If the Tzibur didn't do Pesach Rishon, then the Yachid can't do Pesach Sheni. It's only a makeup if there was a Pesach Rishon and you, as an individual, missed it, so then you're able to recreate it. But again, it's an unbelievable idea, a recreation of time. V'nimtza sha'osa Pesach Sheni harehu ke'ilu osa im ha'tzibur Pesach Rishon. Wow, what a line. I double underline it. Nimsa sha osa Pesach Sheni. When you do Pesach Sheni, it's not b'di'evad. It's not it would have been better. No, you're mamish drawing on the light of Pesach Rishon. Ki'ilu you did the Karban Pesach with Pesach Rishon, because you're bringing the time. You're bringing the kedushas hazman of Pesach Rishon into Pesach Sheni. U'memela ma'or hazman va'orah shal Pesach Rishon. V'nechshav ki'ilu asa b'moado v'soch b'nei Yisrael. Think about what they asked. Go back to the words of the pasuk. Why should we lose out on bringing the Karban Pesach in its time with Klal Yisrael. So I'll ask you, even if they get a Pesach Sheni, it's still not in its time, and it's still not with Klal Yisrael. Says the Yismach Yisrael, when you bring Pesach Sheni, it is in its time, and it is with Klal Yisrael. You're drawing the Zman of Pesach Rishon, you're attaching yourself to what the Tzibur did on Pesach Rishon, and you're able to say, I brought the Haran Pesach on time with my fellow Jews. That's an amazing idea. And not only did you draw from the time of the past, but you've created a new Zman of the future. You've created a new Yom Tov. Has Ashpa for all generations. Leos says, Oris Hazman v'kedusha gam b'Pesach Sheni. What a beautiful idea. Okay, let's finish the piece. Uvakala chedusha Hazman miyom asfira. So now Pesach Sheni, which is what? Chesed shebahod. Ukenoda hod hu hachna'a. What is hod? Hod is what is bittel. Hod is humility, submissiveness, admission, being thankful, lahodos ulahalel, to be moda, to confess to something. As the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, v'chol b'nei Yisrael ro'im v'gomer v'yishtachavu v'hodos la'Hashem. They saw the greatness of Hashem and they bowed down and they were hodos la'Hashem. So you know what yishtachavai is, bowing? There's different types of bowing. Kida alapayim. Kriya al birkayim. Yishtachavaya pishut yadayim v'aglayim. Kida was this crazy thing that they used to know how to do. We don't know how to do it anymore. At least I don't. Maybe if you're, you're into yoga or something, you could do it. The Gemara tells a story of one of the great tzaddikim who got injured practicing this. Kida was this ability to basically fold yourself in half, mamish from the waist, standing on your feet, to bend yourself down to the ground like this, and be able to kiss the ground. Mamish folded yourself in half. The Gemara says that Levi tried this. Levi was a personality in the time of the Gemara. Levi tried this one time, and he ended up he paralyzed himself, he crippled himself. Okay, so that's called Kida. Kriya is going down on your knees. Hishtachavaya is what the Gemara calls Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. Mamish flat out on your face. Stretched out. Flat on the ground. That's called Hishtachavaya. So therefore, what does the pasuk say? B'nei Yisrael, what? They saw V'Yishtachavu V'Hodos La'Hashem. Understand? The greatest, most humbled position of bowing is Hishtachavaya. And therefore it's hod. Hod means submissiveness, surrender, right? Being thankful. Again, part of the feeling of Lag BaOmer, we don't think about it enough, but the hod shebahod of Lag BaOmer, what are we saying thank you for? We're saying thank you, Hashem, for revealing this Torah as the medicine to carry us till the end of days. If you wouldn't reveal deep Torah, God forbid, over time, Hashem, we would lose interest in your Torah. We'd say, nah, it's just, ancient ideas, simple ideas. But when you see the depth of the Torah, and how it transcends time, so then, wow, it gives me the chizik to keep going, even in our world of 2,000 years of Hester Panim. So therefore, hod shebahod, thank you, Hashem. I want to bow down, mamish, stretched out on the floor before you. Thank you, Hashem. I feel so unworthy of such a Torah. V'chol inyan hachnan nechlal b'chlal hod, and all matters of humility are contained within hod. So therefore, what? Chesed shebahod, which is Pesach Sheni, is osa chadashos shebebori refuos, as the Arizal explains. Refuas ha-nefesh v'refuas ha-guf. As the Gemara says in Talmud, three lines from the bottom, ma yavid inish v'yichya, what should a person do if he wants to live? Amar le, the Gemara says, yamis es atzmo, kill yourself. If you want to live, you should kill yourself. What does that mean? Rashi explains, it's the Mefarish, the commentary on the side of Gemara Talmud. What does it mean? You should humble yourself. If you want to have a greater life, humble yourself to someone bigger than you. Look at another Jew with greater respect. You remember the Vart? I told you this once. The pupil of the eye is called what in Hebrew? I don't know how to say the pupil of the eye. In Hebrew, the Ishon Bas Ayin. Ishon Bas Ayin. What does the word Ishon mean? So we have a klal from the Radak in Tehillim Perek Yud Zayin. The Radak in his commentary on Tehillim Perek Yud Zayin says that anytime you have a vav nun at the end of the word, it means a miniature version of something. So Ishon means a miniature man. Why is the pupil of the eye called a miniature man? Because when I look into Velvel's eyes, I see a miniature reflection of myself. I see my head, a tiny little picture of myself in his eyes. So it's called an Ishon. Because you see a miniature man when you look someone in the eye. But Rav Mordechai Gifter Zatzal explained, why did Hashem make it that when I really look at my fellow Jew, right, not when I look at him superficially, when I look him in the eyes, I make face-to-face contact with him. I look into the window of his soul, which is the eyes. Yeah? Why do I see a small version of myself? To remind myself that the right way to see my fellow Jew is what? I see a big shoval, and I see just a small, tiny little me. Yeah? I look you in the eye, I see a bigger version of you, and I see just a tiny version of me. Because that's the proper way to look at someone else. That I should be able to see, ishon, that I'm just a small person. That's the humility. That's the humility that makes a person great. That's true greatness. Through that humility, Moshe Rabbeinu is most humble and he's most great. Okay? And Mavis in general, dying is a lashon, he says, top of the left column, just end of the piece, is a lashon of hashpala. Dying means humbling. As the Zohar says, man denafel min darge ikrimes, a person who lowers himself is called dead. So when I lower myself to Klal Yisrael, v'yashuv el Hashem v'yirapei lo, it becomes a healing process. Tshuva is called chayim, he says. Quotes the pasuk in Yechezkel, v'shuv rasha mirishaso hu yichya. When the rasha does tshuva, he lives. So again, through the bittul, through the humility, a person comes to what? Comes to this unbelievable sense of hod, this ability of to come to hachna, to come to chiyus, right? Come to real life, second chances. That's what Lag Bomer and Pesach Sheni is all about, and the refuah that comes with his tshuva. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, starting Sunday, it's a big week, the week of Hod. Again, Chesed Shabbat Hod, which is Pesach Sheni, and then Mirtz Hashem, Thursday, Wednesday night, already is Lag Bomer. Hod Shabbat Hod. Okay, we should be zochet to have the humility to internalize these Torahs. Shkoyach.